AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. and Iran are holding their second round of talks over Iran's nuclear program in Geneva. As the talks began, Iranian media announced Iran had fired live missiles toward the Strait of Hormuz. This came a day after Iran announced a maritime military exercise in waterways that are crucial international trade routes through which 20% of the world's oil passes. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, President Trump said he plans to be involved in the negotiations with Iran.
We'll see what can happen. It's been typically, Iran's a very tough negotiator. They're good negotiators, or bad negotiators. I would say they're bad negotiators, because we could have had a deal instead of sending the B-2s in to knock out their nuclear potential. We had to send the B-2s. I hope they're going to be more reasonable. They want to make a deal.
Nigeria's military is getting help from the U.S. as the government battles a widening threat from militant groups. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Nigerian government says about 100 U.S. troops have arrived to help with training, technical support, and intelligence sharing. This comes after a visit by officials with U.S. Africa Command, the setup of a new U.S.-Nigeria working group, and December's U.S. airstrikes on militants. The West African nation is battling armed attacks and kidnappings by Islamic groups like Boko Haram, bandits, illegal miners, and new factions expanding from the arid Sahel region to the north. Umar Bayo Kabir survived a gruesome attack by hundreds of gunmen on villages in Kwara State in West Nigeria.
Even though they bring a battalion of soldiers in this community, although government is there trying its best, but I can't think this community will form as it be before.
President Trump had previously threatened Nigeria, alleging the government was failing to stop the persecution of Christians. Analysts and local residents say that while Christians have been targeted, most of the victims have been Muslims. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Searchers have found the wreck of a luxury steamer lost in Lake Michigan more than 150 years ago.
Shipwreck hunters find a luxury steamer that sank in Lake Michigan in October of 1872. Paul Ehorn led the team.
You want to jump up and down. It's like solving a puzzle.
The discovery of the Loch LaBelle was made in Wisconsin waters in 2022, but not made public until now.
We want to do a little more exploring of the below deck, and I'd like to do photogrammetry. We've been working on this, and that takes a lot of film, and it's a long way out. It's deep water.
Ehorn says it's not necessarily finders keepers. Insurance companies or the state may claim the rights to the shipwreck, but for now, they still have to locate it the same way he did. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.